We've got 9.2 policies for Eastern Taney County, 9.2.4 land use compatibility, relative policies, B, use compatibility of Taney County Development Guidance Code Book. We are here for the notice of a public hearing to be held before the Taney County Commission today. There's been a request by Mr. Ken Coleman, Hummingbird Resort, members of the public are here, are invited to speak, and there will be a time limit, and we're going to set that at 5 minutes each. When you speak, you need to give your name and address. Once all the members have spoken, the public hearing will be closed, and recommendations is that the county, well, the county commission will take the matter under advisement in order to consider and render a written decision as to whether the decision by the Board of Adjustment resulting in the issuance of a Division 3 permit in case number 2020-005 will be affirmed or reversed. Ultimately, any decision of the county commission should be approved. We'll do a motion and by majority of the vote of the commission. Mr. Sterrett, oh, there you are. I guess you can kind of give us a kind of what brought this here. Can you give us a
the location here, zooming out. This is where 248 and 160 meet, the Green Ridge subdivision. Past it, you go south on Hampton Road. At the end of Hampton Road is this Ruby's Rest. So this parcel here is where the Hummingbird Resort B&B currently sits. I'll just give you a timeline of what's happened, just kind of a synopsis. So March 13th, Michael Dorch, Chris Dorch, and Eamon Hardy made a Division 3 application to expand the current Hummingbird Bed and Breakfast to include 11 small cabins, bungalows, 4 tree houses, nest units to be offered for nightly rental. On May 11th, 2020, the Planning Commission denied the Division 3 application with a motion stating that the denial due to compatibility and the other problems I spelled out earlier. I don't like this project. A planning commission decision of record was produced from the comments made by the person that made the motion with the following reasons for the denial. Not being satisfied with the condo style of platting, being the reason he felt the project was not compatible from previous statement, which he made, talking about B&Bs, another thing I don't like, that not meeting the compatibility thing. If you're going to sell the units, we're going to give approval to people to buy the B&B we have never seen and don't like that. And the project having an insufficient water supply planned, as the other problems he spelled out earlier. The person that seconded the motion reinforced the fact that the septic system for the units would not be on the condo lot, thus would be an issue from the condo style plan. So on May 19th, the planning office received an application to appeal the planning commission's decision to deny the Division 3 application by Mike Ford. June 17th, the Board of Adjustment reversed the planning commission's denial of permit 2005, finding the planning commission had made an error in the decision to deny based on the condo style of platting and an insufficient water supply plan. He had provided evidence that showed where they had made that error. And then on August the 19th, 2020, Kenneth Coleman's request to the Board of Adjustment to rehear the Michael Lorch appeal was denied, which that's part of the process. You have a rehearing request, which was that August 19th. And then it's my understanding that Mr. Coleman has made a request to the Planning Commission, which is under a use compatibility for land use compatibility, section 9.2, policies for Eastern Taney County, 9.2.4, which is land use compatibility. We have absolute policies which must be met, or the permits rejected, which are A, off-site nuisances, B, landscape buffers, C, natural vegetation, D, planting materials, and E, maintaining and revegetating. Then you have relative policies, which are conditions of the code that encourage or discourage certain event activities but are not necessarily required to be met or satisfied. That is, there is some degree of latitude in these particular parameters of the code, and those include A, off-site nuisances, B, use compatibility, C, structural screening, and D, landscape buffer. Under B, use compatibility, at the very end of that statement, it states that the county commission's overriding authority will be final, that after the Board of Adjustment, a final appeal can be made to the county commission. So that has led Mr. Coleman's request to you from that statement.
Okay.
Mr. Coleman here. Is the owner here, the applicant? Okay. Coleman, would you like to come up and speak on the record?
Good
They have his chair, and we don't have a podium. Or we could move a podium over if you feel more comfortable.
Could you just state your name and your address for the record?
Kenneth Coleman, 1131 Hampton Road, Reed Spring, Missouri.
Thank you.
Can you pull that up to you there?
Now, I've got printed copies of basically what I'm going to say. If you'd like to see an outline of it, I've printed one for each of you if you need it.
That's fine.
Okay.
This southern accent's not easy to understand sometimes.
Do we want everybody limited or just the non-parties to the app?
Non-parties.
I would say the non-parties will be limited. Go ahead, Mr. Coleman.
What Scott stated there is how it got here is pretty much agreed with. There's some small differences and what I have. And like to start off, basically that this neighborhood that's affected by this proposed project, it's a rural residential neighborhood comprised of 36 single family residences. It's located along Hampton Road, a narrow single access road off of Highway 160. The residences there enjoy a relaxed lifestyle in a rural setting with few of the problems normally associated with a more urban setting. That's the primary reason we have chosen to live out there, and everybody moved out there and built houses. The proposed nightly rental project is incompatible with a single-family residential neighborhood. There's no doubt that it would adversely affect our overall lifestyle and daily activities. It would change the character of our neighborhood forever and would provide no benefits to the present residents of the area. Compatibility, I'm preaching to the choir here, but it's defined in the code as land usage and or improvements that are similar to that of other land usage and or improvements that are within 1,000 feet, whether directly adjoining or not. As further defined in section 9.2.4, under relative policies, in predominantly residential areas where zoning requests to another use, commercial, industrial, or institutional, are being made, it should be the responsibility of the Planning Commission to determine if the property change is compatible with the residential area. This proposal does not meet that definition in any form. No. And at the May 11th initial planning and zoning meeting, there was a lengthy presentation and public comment session that was heard. In the public comment sections, 95% of the comments were about the compatibility issues of this project in this neighborhood. The issues included that there is no other commercial property within miles of this area. We enjoy the lack of commercial property in the area and fear the piggybacking of future commercial developments that will ultimately occur in the area and completely change the nature of the area. Another concern of compatibility was the safety. Hampton Road is a single access road and we have very few strangers in the neighborhood. This will change completely with the introduction of nightly rental units. We will not feel safe allowing our children to walk to the neighbors to play or even play outside with strangers walking through the neighborhood from nightly rentals. We have many residents that go daily walks. They stroll their babies. Their kids ride bikes with them. They will not be comfortable walking among strangers if this project goes through. We also have a school bus stop and our turnaround at the entrance to this project in the middle of the driveway. And the children are there in the dark. They were there this morning. I was down there watching them. They're in the dark waiting to catch a bus. And they're going to be in the middle of this traffic pattern coming out of this project. And it's going to result in a very dangerous situation. This neighborhood is more, it's a throwback neighborhood like the neighborhoods we all grew up in. This is a rarity in this day and time, and it would be a shame to lose it.